It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Join us right now to get into the Commanders game against the Bengals is our pal Scott Abraham, sports director and anchor for ABC7. Scott, what has it been like this week? Has the team had like an optimistic vibe?
Everything feels better after a win, right? I mean, I know it was ugly. It wasn't pretty against the New York Giants, but a win is a win, and they're 1-1, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of guys that have never played on Monday Night Football, plenty of rookies to kind of get that national spotlight, including quarterback Jaden Daniels, that former LSU quarterback matchup with Burrow and Daniels. So there's a lot of excitement because you got a 1-1 football team against a very desperate football team in Cincinnati that's 0-2, a Bengals team that many believed would be one of the good teams in the AFC.
Scott, do you think that they're going to get the stubbing their toe in the red zone issues out of the way against the Bengals that haunted them throughout the game against the Giants, when they just seemed close to scoring touchdowns, then they kept marching backwards due to false starts, other penalties? They just can't afford that on the road against a desperate AFC opponent, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I think, when we talk to the players during the week and after the game on Sunday against the Giants, many told us that these mistakes were very correctable. Again, more communication, more reps, everybody learning each other, watching the film. So I think this is a good week of preparation, and I would expect a better red zone performance. And I would like to see, I know people, you know, and I'm one of them, don't want to see Jaden necessarily run the football, but when you get down there, what's wrong with the design quarterback run? Get him doing what he does best. Do something where he's on the move. Get those extra yards. You don't want to be playing catch up, and that's what happened with those penalties in the red zone. They got bogged down and they got in some longer situations on second and third down. So I think if they try to stay ahead of the sticks, especially in that red area, they're going to be much, much better off than settling for field goals.
Scott, you mentioned Jaden rushing. I think they're going to major in rushing again through two games. They're averaging 176.5 rushing yards per game. That's third best in the league. It keeps the Bengals offense off the field. Yeah, it keeps the deep, more importantly, the defense for the Commanders off the field as well. Plus, the Bengals have some pretty significant injuries along that defensive line. I would expect a lot of rushing again from the Commanders tonight.
You bring up a good point on the Bengals defensive front. They got a couple of D tackles that are out. One, I think Chris Jenkins is going to be actually playing with a club with a thumb injury. So I think this is going to be a time of possession philosophy for the Commanders. They don't want to necessarily speed up the tempo here with the Bengals offense, with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. So you know what the bread and butter is for Washington, right, guys? It's the running game of the Austin Eckler and the Brian Robinson Jr., and you splice in a little Zach Ertz and Terry McLaurin, that quick passing game. I think they're just going to try to grind it out, win the trenches, especially on the offensive side of the football. And Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler, they've shown that they're one of the most dynamic duos in the backfield in the NFL right now. So I think you got to stick to what's working, and I think that's what the plan is going to be against the Bengals.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. I have to say, though, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, I have been frustrated with such a conservative approach passing. I get it, though. They need to maintain possession because the defense is so mediocre. You know, I don't know if you saw the stat, you may have, but 38% of their passes have been to receivers have been behind the line of scrimmage, which was like way past everybody else. The average is like 11%. Is that part of the equation why they're doing that, or is it more to just slow roll Jaden and just get him comfortable in his first, 5 or 6 weeks in the league?
EB, your latter point is my belief. I think having a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels, you got to kind of crawl before you walk, walk before you run, that type of situation. This is a process for Jaden Daniels. And you look at his stats, no turnovers, guys. That's great. Rookie quarterback, you want to be smart with the football, no fumbles, no interceptions. That's progress. And I think, you know, little by little, they're going to take those training wheels off and take some more shots. But I don't know if it really makes sense in this type of a situation where you have a potent offense of the Bengals and you have a secondary here in Washington that's proven through two games they can't handle a wide receiver one. Mike Evans and then Malik Nabers totally torched them. So I'm very concerned when the Bengals have the football with Burrow and Jamar Chase against that secondary, because what I've seen from this Washington secondary through two games is, has shown me to believe like they're not going to be able to handle that combination. So I think time of possession, grind it out, use the running game. I think that's the way to go tonight, guys.
Well, yeah, I think we all agree on that game plan. In terms of defensively, you're right. We all have looked at what's happened in the first couple of weeks and really what happened last year, and we know that their secondary is suspect and they face some really good receivers. Do we expect Dan Quinn and Joe Witt to trick up the defense a little more to bring more pressure? Because they really haven't had consistent pressure through two games.
You're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, because this is going to be a cat and mouse game in a sense where if you bring the house against Joe Burrow and you don't get home, you're in big trouble. But he's not, in terms of Burrow being a mobile quarterback, he's kind of on the lower range. So you're going to have to try to get pressure on him somehow. Through the first 2 weeks, they've gotten some pressure just with the front four, but they haven't gotten home. They haven't been able to corral those sacks. Will that change tonight? I don't know. They have no Cleveland Farrell. You're probably going to have Jamin Davis with some more reps. Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I know Coach Quinn has been very kind of impressed with his development and growth, so you're going to see him get some reps. How about a Johnny Newton? He's probably going to have some more reps. He's going to be that rotational piece on the defensive line with John Allen and Daron Payne. The key is the defensive line, whether you're going to be bringing pressure or getting home with four, getting the pressure for the secondary to give them enough time to lock up the receivers. Everything's in sync with the secondary and the defensive line. If the defensive line's not getting home and not getting pressure, the secondary are basically dead man walking because they're just not good enough to hold up on an island on themselves. So that's really, you're darned if you do, darned if you don't. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they attack Joe Burrow, knowing his skill set and knowing those receivers and Higgins and Jamar Chase.
Well, Scott, one of those guys that really needs to get into attack mode is Dorrance Armstrong. He's got three tackles through two games, no sacks. He's one of the few guys that got an extended year deal. I think he signed a 3-year deal during free agency under Adam Peters. He got some decent money. Like, that guy's got to start wreaking some havoc in the backfield. Is there mounting pressure on Armstrong at this point?
I mean, I think there's pressure on everybody on the D-line because they just haven't gotten home. And Dorrance Armstrong was one of their big offseason signings. He was supposed to come in here, and his one job is to sack the quarterback, pressure the quarterback, and he's not doing that right now. And I know he's disappointed. I know the whole D-line is disappointed where the offensive line, they're doubling, you know, the Daron Payne's and the Jonathan Allen saying, hey, DNs, we want you to beat us. And so far, they haven't. So the blueprint's out there right now, so don't be surprised if Cincinnati does the same thing the Giants did, double up on the D-line, on the D-tackles, and let the defensive edges, the edge rushers, try to get to Burrow. So far, they can't. Okay, so then if that doesn't work again, you're going to have to try to bring some pressure, cornerback blitz or linebackers and put some pressure. But again, if you don't get home, you got Joe Burrow back there picking you apart. So it's going to be the key is, can you get home with four? If you can't get home with four, that's going to be problematic for this defense.
Scotty, you saw what Kyren Williams of the Rams did to the Niners yesterday. You give him the ball, again, the targets, he's going to do some damage. And I know it kind of depends on how long you have the ball. You have to have sustained drives. But I think Eckler needs even more targets in the passing game. He had four in week one for 52 yards. He had three in week two, so he went down by one for 47 yards. But so he's got seven targets for 100 yards. He's averaging 14 a catch. I think that number has to go up. They did give him the ball more in the running game last week from 2 to 8, but I still think Eckler, especially with the you know, kind of the disappearance of the receivers in this offense. I think Eckler needs like 7, 8, 9 targets. I really do.
Boy, he's got some juice, doesn't he? When he gets his hands on the football, watch out.
Yeah, he can go.
He's so exciting to watch. And I wouldn't mind using B-Rob and Austin on the field at the same time many, many more times. You can line up Eckler anywhere, right? I mean, he's that Swiss Army knife. You can line him up in the slot. You can line him up in the backfield. I'd love to see B-Rob and Austin Eckler on the field together much more. I know they have different formations and different sets, but clearly those two on the field together and their production, the proof is in the pudding so far. You mentioned the absence of the wide receivers. I think there's going to be a concerted effort early on, guys, to get some touches to Terry McLaurin. That's just the first 2 weeks have not gone according to plan, whether it's Jaden and Terry not on the same page or the bracket coverage on Terry from the opposing defense or locking him down. I think there's going to be some quick passing games, especially in the first quarter, first couple of drives, to get Terry involved into this offense, get his hands on the football. I think that's important because he's shown that when he gets his hand on the football and he gets into a rhythm, he can do some damage. So I'd love to see Terry get some extra targets, especially in the first half.
And Scott, I would expect Noah Brown has an expanded role too. He's only played in one game, but he definitely made an impact in that game with 3 catches for 56 yards. He leads Commanders receivers by a wide margin in average per catch. Now, it's a very small sample size, but he's almost 19 yards per catch. I mean, that he looks like he's making a bid to become the number 2 wideout.
And that's why they brought him in during that, during training camp when he was cut by the Texans. He has that big playability, bigger sized receiver. And you saw what he did against the Giants come crunch time. He can stretch the field and he can make those tough catches. So when you talk about, you know, picking your shots in terms of Jaden Daniels, that's going to be the guy he's going to be looking for, Noah Brown, because he's proven it and they're developing that rapport. And you're right. He has those average yards per catches. That's your guy to kind of stretch the field. So in terms of Terry, in terms of Noah Brown, I'm going to throw another one out. Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz was tremendous against the Giants. There was a lot of questions with Zach Ertz. How much does he have left in the tank? Can he stay healthy? My goodness, he's been a great safety blanket for Jaden Daniels. And I think he's a crucial part of this offense. If you need a crucial third down conversion or pick up a 7, 8 yard gain, look for a Zach Ertz, look for an Austin Eckler. Ertz has been tremendous.
We thought Sinnott was going to do something, and we really haven't seen anything from him so far.
No, I mean, I think he was going to be plan B all along in terms of they were going to go in with a Zach Ertz, the veteran, have Zach Ertz mentor, kind of build up, welcome to the NFL, Ben Sinnott, and hopefully Zach Ertz stays healthy. I think that was the plan all along. And why mess with something that's working? Zach Ertz is doing a tremendous job. Sinnott will get his opportunities. But right now, this is Zach Ertz, TE1.
All right, so do you think they can pull this off? This is obviously a league of surprises.
Yep.
You know, every year it seems like the Commanders win a game that sort of on paper you think they don't have a good shot at. I mean, I don't know how any expert could pick Washington this week. But obviously anything can happen, and sort of every year, every week, something does. How realistic are their chances tonight?
I mean, look what the Rams did yesterday against the 49ers. Everybody basically said they had no shot. You go down the line, there were so many upsets for the first 3 weeks of the season.
It's an unpredictable league, Scotty.
As you guys know, I'm not a homer, and I really feel like this is a tough situation for Washington. I think this is a perfect storm for Cincinnati, where they are so desperate. They should have won that Kansas City game. They got embarrassed by the Patriots at week one at home. You have a Joe Burrow and you have a Ja'Marr Chase licking their chops against this Washington secondary and Washington defense. That's shown they can't stop a wide receiver one this year. I think this is going to be a bad situation for Washington. I went 31-17 Cincy. I think Cincinnati is going to get their first one of the season. It's just a tough situation for Washington, in my opinion, against the Bengals team that's supposed to be one of the better teams in the AFC, and they're desperate. They can't go 0-3.
All right, Scott, good stuff. It's Scott Abraham from ABC7.
All right, guys, thanks.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
We did put up our Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Who do you like tonight? Bengals, heavy favorite, 7.5-point favorite.
I honestly want to hear from Skins fans that think we got a realistic, like, you can, there's, and here's why, ABC. Not like I'm hoping, and we could do it because there's always upsets. I want you to tell me why they're going to do it. How are they going to do it?
800-636-1067. Look, they started this week atop the NFC East. The Cowboys lost again. You win, you got to keep pace with the Eagles, who got a win yesterday to get to 2-1. How do they beat the Bengals tonight? 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on the Junkies.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, talking Monday Night Football on a burgundy gold game day, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Hey, we can all agree this is the best sports theme music ever composed, ever created. Right?
Masters is number one. This is number two.
I'd take this number one over Masters.
This is just more. This is more iconic.
Yes,
and it's for a much more popular sport as well.
No, that's a separate issue. Golf's very popular, by the way. Not as popular
as the NFL. Oh, and horrible decision by the WNBA to pit their playoff games against NFL regular season games. What on earth are you thinking?
Right, so I don't get that either.
Craziness.
Had to be a reason.
That's how it's always been, I guess. But they didn't change.
Why don't they just move it to...
Sometimes you have to pivot, JP.
I agree.
In life, you have to pivot at
I'm
times.
I'm just telling you that's the reason.
I don't know if it's a broadcast rights thing. Yeah, there's got to be a reason, but you're right. No one's going to... And they're not going to watch it when Caitlin Clark goes 2-for-15 from threes.
Well, they're not going to watch it ever when an NFL game's up against
That's
it.
True.
I know, but what are they can't play Thursday nights, they can't play Saturdays, they can't play
There's
Sundays, they can't
so
play Mondays.
So many other days of the week they could choose.
They can play Tuesdays.
Anytime but Sunday.
Sounds like they can
How
play Tuesdays.
Any day other than an NFL Sunday.
Well, what happens on Thursday nights? Monday
NFL,
nights.
NFL, yeah. Okay.
Saturday.
Okay. I'll amend that.
Tuesday.
Anytime the NFL is not playing, then you can pick one of those days.
Maybe they should just table the playoffs until after the NFL season.
They've got to play on one of those days since they play. I mean, I know they're short series or two-game series, right? Or best of three.
Best of three, yeah.
So you can't play Tuesday and then the next Tuesday and then the next Tuesday. You got to play one of those days. You got to play Saturday, Sunday, Thursday.
If there's one day you shouldn't play, it's Sunday. That's editorial.
All right, well, the Commanders are playing Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals, 7.5-point favorites. We talked to Mo Egger, afternoon host in Cincinnati earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
He actually thinks it's going to be a little closer because the Bengals have one huge flaw. They maybe have many flaws, but their one huge flaw, at least right now, is they cannot stop the run.
Well, that dovetails right into what the Commanders do. They rush the ball.
Maybe we're sleeping on this.
I think one of the two keys of the game, the Commanders need to rush for 160-plus yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very doable. They're averaging 170. Just go rush for 160, do a little bit below your average, and you have to rattle Joe Burrow at some point. You have to sack him at least twice.
Jamin.
Well,
if you don't sack Joe Burrow twice, I don't think it's going to end up very well for the Commanders.
It's going to be a Jamin Davis party tonight.
I hope you're right.
Is he going to play?
I hope that happens.
Oh, he's going to play if Cleveland Farrell's out?
He's definitely going to be active.
Right. Yeah.
How many times has Burrow been sacked in the first two games?
I have to look it up.
3-3. All right, so they're allowing three
just,
a game.
Just sack him twice.
No, the other key.
All right, but that's still.
Every time.
Just because you sack him twice doesn't mean you're going to win the game.
You're at least making him think that there's some pressure
They've got to figure out how to stop Ja'Marr Chase because he's going to get targeted.
Right.
And if he's getting double teamed, all right, well, T. Higgins is going to be wide open.
Right,
right. And to that end, because their receivers are superior, far superior to our secondary. No problem admitting that. Every time we force a punt, you should throw a little party in your house.
Do a shot.
Or you should make out with your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, something. Every time we force a punt, there should be a fiesta in your house because that's giving us a chance.
Right now, the Bengals are giving up 159.5 yards per game on the ground. You're coming off the Brian Robinson big game. I think it's going to be a heavy dose of that. I mean, the Commanders didn't punt last week.
Right.
Now, for Jaden Daniels, Trey Hendrickson is a monster. I looked up some win rates.
Mm-hmm.
He was number one, even like beating double teams. He's really good. Now, we heard from the host that in that last play of the game against the Bengals,
the Chiefs.
Against the Chiefs, they triple teamed him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a problem. He's a wrecking ball. He's amongst the best pass rushers with Myles Garrett and TJ Watt and Max Crosby. He doesn't get as much hype as those guys, but Trey Hendrickson's really good.
Can Dorrance Armstrong or Dante Fowler Jr., can those guys make a play? You're brought in here for one thing. One thing!
They can make one play.
Pressure the passer.
They can't make multiple plays.
Just make one play, each of you. One big play tonight.
I'm telling you, though, I'm getting a little bit overly enthusiastic now.
Oh, you are?
Because
you told us you were going to bet the Bengals money line.
I know, but now
as an emotional hedge.
But now I might do it, but I'm not going to put my whole account because the fact that they're so bad against the run, I mean, it's all we can ask for. That's all I can ask for. They're horrific against the run. And Jaden, by the way, is a great runner. B-Rob's coming off one of his best games. Eckler's barely scratched the surface.
You got a three-headed monster.
Let me look at Jaden
against their weakness.
We have way more of a chance than I realized.
Well, they got to give the ball to Eckler more.
I agree.
Either in the run game or in the passing game.
I think you're going to have to force a turnover. I can't see the Bengals scoring less than 24 points. I think they'll probably be in the 28 to 35 range.
What if they don't have the ball that much? What if we're grinding?
That's a possibility.
9-minute drives.
That is a possibility.
Grinding.
But I just think that Joe Burrow and that offense, as Jason said before, it's common sense. If Baker Mayfield throws four touchdowns, no picks, and Daniel Jones throws two touchdowns and no picks,
hold on.
Joe Burrow's going to have a big
Baker
day.
Baker played great. He also got a little bit lucky that we didn't wrap him about five times, that we had him completely flushed.
He got lucky on four touchdown passes?
He got kind of lucky that we weren't able to make the finishing play.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I don't think he was lucky. I think that he exposed a weakness.
He was good.
And that weakness was exposed again by the Giants.
He was good, but he was also lucky. He was good. Well, but we were in his face.
On the flip side,
just didn't get
Washington's
it.
Hadn't been good against the run either.
No.
So I would think Zach Moss probably does a little damage.
No, that's why I said every time we force a punt, you should have a party in your house.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't expect us to. Like, I'm stunned when we stop an opposing team. Honestly, that's how negative I am on our defense.
Well, but you're right. They're going to have to force punts. And you also have to keep the ball. Keep the ball out of Burrow's hands.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's a perfect recipe, though. They suck against the run.
They do.
We're pretty good running the football. I think that's the perfect recipe.
Jaden's rushing
problem. I'd rather that than them be bad against the pass and us be, some sort of silly passing attack. That's a little more dicey than just pounding it down their throats controlling the clock.
46.5 is Jaden's rushing prop.
Yep.
Brian Robinson's is 53.5.
Oh, you're going.
I feel like smash that button. Smash the button.
I'm actually changing my whole betting philosophy tonight. Go
smash
over that.
It.
Can we let's do something? Can we do a? Can we do some?
Well, we're going to do one next segment.
We'll do one in their parlay.
Smash.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right.
Want to hear from some Commanders fans who are feeling optimistic. Give us your script.
Right
how they
now,
get a dub.
Right now, there are two and me. That's it. Let's go. Two callers and me.
Don't forget Mike Marr. He's always pro Commanders.
he's not realistic. Steve. I'm way more realistic than him. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I am a Skins fan, okay?
Yeah.
Screw the Commanders, son of a bitch. Listen, it's Brian Robinson. Man. If you got this guy, you got to use him. Otherwise, you don't get the benefit of him pounding guys. And in the third and fourth quarter, they don't want to hit. Last week was a perfect example. 20 to 25 times for him. A couple of goal line touchdowns instead of field goals. We run the clock. We get touchdowns. Maybe we have a shot.
Maybe you have a shot. Maybe.
By the way, do you guys know Jamar?
I ain't promising anything. I'm just saying that's the way you have to go. You got to keep Burrow off the field.
Yeah. Right. That's 100% true. Agree with you. Go ahead, Kay.
Care to guess Jamar Chase's receiving prop number?
Ooh, 72.5.
Oh, catches or yards?
Yards.
78.5.
80.5. That's a pretty big, hefty number.
They expect him.
That's a big one.
He's going to catch 8 or 9 balls.
Terry's? Ooh. Terry, who's now good friends with Drab T-shirt.
Oh.
They're bonded at 7-Eleven.
This is going to be low. Like
44. 20,
25.
Oh, 25. Much higher than that. 48
That's
and a half.
That's what he's been doing. I mean, he hasn't
48
done anything.
And a hook job.
What's Eckler's?
Eckler, I'd have to look.
Just receiving.
Scroll down a little bit.
Receptions.
Eckler, and his receiving prop, 18.5 yards.
Oh, I'd go over that.
You guys are going to go over in so many
props.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, the number is 46.5, right? Or 47. Yeah. Like, they're expecting a lot of points to be scored tonight.
By the way, with Higgins back.
And they expected a lot of points scored in New Orleans yesterday. Yeah. That didn't exactly happen either.
With Higgins back, the receiver they have from Princeton,
Yoshivas
becomes the number 3. He's been pretty good. Not only has 5 catches, but 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got some size. I think he's like 6'3", 205. It's a big red zone target.
And they got Burton, too.
And Gesicki.
If you had to set the over-under simply on Bengals points, what do you set it at?
Over-under is 27.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 26.5.
That's a little high. I'd say 24, because we're going to control the clock. You're sleeping
on
that.
All right, hold on a second. So think about this.
Bengals are prepping for that.
Eckler's.
All right, then we're going to hit him over the top.
Eckler's receiving yardage prop is 18.5.
Correct.
He's got 52 and 47 in 2 games.
He should smash that number.
And he's
going to go under 18.
And they realize he's one of their biggest threats. Like, we realize. So we're going to use him more and more and more.
I would go over in catches and over in yards.
He robs is 10.5.
10.5 what?
Receiving yards.
What's
this is the true kicks. He's thinking over on everything.
No, but they're disrespecting
fatal
us.
Flaw.
We haven't done anything offensively. They're disrespecting. It's a breakout game.
So why don't you do the anti-disrespect parlay? So you go over Eckler, over Robinson, over McLaurin.
I might.
All the overs. I can't get enough.
Hey, come on, Gates. Cliff's going to be in his bag tonight, as the kids say.
I hope you're right.
All right, let's go to John.
The third quarter, you're going to be cursing yourself.
His bag's been pretty shallow.
For the 10th straight screen pass.
It's like a giant plastic bag.
John, what's up, buddy? You're on the jumps.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys, you there?
Yes. What's up?
All right, they can definitely win this game. I am a homer, but they have got to get off the field on third down. They have got to tackle on defense. St. Juice. He needs a pick 6, and
has he
on
ever had
offense,
one?
Yeah, I know. And on offense, we need Scary Terry to go off like Malik. We got to run the ball. We got to dominate time of possession. We just have to on the road. But if we can get Scary Terry to do a little Malik Neighbors,
all right. Here's a question for you.
So you mean like 13 catches?
I mean, I like Scary Terry, but Malik Neighbors is already a better wideout than Terry McLaurin.
Yes, he is.
Tell me he's not due for a big game.
He is. He's way overdue.
I got a question for you.
Go.
How many punts equal a win?
From us?
No, they're
forcing punts. Forcing the Bengals into punts.
Oh God, they're gonna have to punt it at least five times.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Punting five times. I think a win for the Commanders, based on their defense, is they got to get them to. They got to get them punt three times. If they get them three punts, it's pretty good.
And a half is like a good.
Well, they have to also force a couple turnovers.
They need to tackle. We have to smack them right in the face, and we can do it.
Right.
We can do it.
What are you going to do to celebrate every punt? Listen, I'm trying to promote this.
Hey, hey, drink a blue raspberry Slurpee.
Take a big slurpee.
Yeah. Terry's.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. I'll just be ecstatic if I wake up tomorrow and we win like.
You mean
20.
A blue raspberry Slurpee?
Yeah, whatever it takes. If we win like 24-17, something like that, this town will be all. I mean, dude,
place will go nuts.
When's the last time? Let me ask you this: When is the last time we won a Monday night game?
Well, what night was it?
Ron
when we beat
stole
Pittsburgh?
One against Philly a few years ago on Monday night.
Was that a Monday night or Thursday night or Sunday night?
I think it was a Monday night game.
Like, what about Pittsburgh?
Enjoy the game. I'm sitting in the golf course parking lot, boys.
Which golf course?
Yeah, what course?
Chantilly. Some boosters tournament or something. Got Chantilly.
That's kind of nubs. Yeah. Okay. All right. God bless you.
Hey, golf snobs.
It's free. I don't care.
Yeah.
Free is good.
Okay.
Jason likes free.
like free.
Yeah, I love free.
See you, boys.
All right. See you, buddy. What were you saying, Drafty?
The last Monday night game was the Eagle game in 2022. That's the last time they beat 1-0.
Hey, isn't that your sister? That isn't that your sister course?
It's in the network. It's in the network for sure. That doesn't mean they're all silly.
I don't think you, as a country club member of Norbeck, can look down on anyone else.
It's fine. Solid.
It's fine. It's
solid. You haven't been there. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't need to. I can read up on it.
Go to Elijah.
I've seen it in a lot of the top golf courses in Maryland lists.
Well, I'm not saying it's the top. Elijah, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? I'm optimistic about tonight. The running game has been on. I think if they can maybe put him up under center sometimes. Obviously, they're making things simple for him. But I would like to see some more underneath things, maybe on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Just some underneath passes to get Terry. He does the dirty work, man. He doesn't mind going across, man. So we just have to get underneath, go big.
I think they've got the underneath
covered. I think so, too.
I think that's covered ground. I'd like to see more, a little bit more down the field.
Maybe some intermediate.
Yeah, but I'm saying early. I'm talking about early, man. We just need running the ball. We have to. It's like an egg within an egg, man. When he's holding on to that ball.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
I would love to know what that means.
Explain that.
I know you got to go. Yeah. I mean that everything builds out. If your running game isn't there, why is the play action going to work? Or why is certain things
okay,
going to
so
work?
Okay, so like that egg thing where you got like 10 eggs, like the plastic toy.
You mean like a nesting doll?
Yes. Okay. That's what he's talking about.
I'm saying it's too early in the game. As a coverage sale, defense isn't saying, okay, he's a smart kid. We just need him to hold on the ball so he can sift through traffic. He isn't throwing interceptions. Fine. How long can we get this kid to hold on the ball so my defense can get close enough to him that by the time he thinks about running, he's not going to get as many yards? His clock has to be just a tad faster. And I know it takes time. I'll take right where he is over interceptions any day. He's doing an amazing job. They just have to continue to push the ball. Then the defense has to figure out a way to go east-west, man. These cats can't get off of their vertical coverage shells and go to a sideline. I need a guy to be able to do that.
All right, thank you, Elijah.
You need a lot of things. It sounds like you need a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're very needy.
You ain't going to get a lot of that.
Punts.
Yeah,
I know.
A lot of them.
Punts.
And points. Points and punts.
Points greater than punts.
But I just need punts. That's our bigger issue.
More of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
I'm blown away that the Caps already played a preseason game.
Well, the season's right around the corner. They dropped the puck for real October 12th.
Oh, so... Call it four weeks almost, 3.5 weeks.
Yep.
Wow. I'm just surprised that they played a preseason game that
quick.
They
got pounded by the Flyers
in camp
preseason.
Didn't camp just start?
Started on Thursday.
Nuts.
EB, do you care to know the ESPN matchup predictor?
Sure. You know, it's funny. I hadn't looked at that.
Percentage-wise?
I would say it would be about 78% Cincinnati, something like that.
Only 63%.
Oh,
I mean, Cincinnati's 0-2. They lost to the Patriots.
That's the way to beat them, the way the Patriots did.
They lost to the Patriots.
Yeah, well, I'm picking the Bengals.
I will pick the Bengals too, but I think it's going to be close. I would, if I had to bet, if somebody put a gun to my temple, I would take the Commanders getting 7 and a hook job.
All right. That might cover.
Let's go on record with our scores. I'm going to predict 31-21 Cincy.
All right. I'll take Cincy, kind of a weird score, 26-19.
I will say Bengals 30, Commanders 24.
So similar to mine.
And Jaden throws his first touchdown pass.
Okay, good. EB?
I might, in honor of Larry Michael.
Hey, do it, EB! Do it for Larry!
Maybe 24-21.
24-21?
Skinnies.
Look at you. I like it.
I think now I see the plan. We just gotta pound it.
You gotta pound the rock.
We just gotta pound it. It's not sexy.
Easier said than done. No.
I'd rather see Jaden, just be freaking Tom Brady, but, be Lamar. But we're just gonna pound it.
Ramondre shoved it on him real good in week one when the Patriots went in and beat their ass.
Right. I mean, the Patriots. Does anybody think they're great?
I know they're not great. I saw them get waxed by the Jets on Monday Night Football. Right. Or Thursday Night Football. I know they're not great.
We already know they're great on offense. They're great. The Bengals.
They're not great. They're good.
Well, they have the potential to be great.
They have that potential.
They don't have much of a running game.
Their running game is Chase Brown and Zach Moss.
But tonight it can be
against the Commanders. It really has the potential to be great. Yes. I don't disagree.
I'm sure they'll score, but we just have to limit. We just have to hold the ball for a long time. I think we can. Are we going to do our parlay thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
Monday night parlay.
Yeah.
All right.
I love all. You pick any one of those Commanders overs, I love. But I'll take the Eckler over 18 yards receiving. You should empty your 401k on that one.
Now, if he grabs his ankle, after the first play, then you're bitter. You're salty.
You think that I've jinxed that. That is guaranteed to hit.
No, it was more so about the gambling responsibly line.
Why? Do we say that at the end of the bid or something?
You said that at the end of your commercials, and you just told people to empty their 401k.
I don't know that I do say that. Somebody else might.
Well, do it responsibly.
I just said if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800 gambling.
If you don't have a gambling problem, then you can empty your 401k.
I don't have a gambling problem.
CJ Abrams is drooling over that line right there.
He should play it.
Yeah.
All right, well, since you're taking – I really like Jamar Chase over the 6.5. It's plus money, but I like Eckler – you took the yards, correct?
Yeah.
I like it over 2.5 catches. I mean, he's going to get 3 catches tonight. Unless he gets hurt in the first quarter, he's going to have 3 or 4 catches for like 52 yards.
By the way, am I the house? Am I just booking all these on my FanDuel account?
I mean, I can do it.
I mean, I'm not a FanDuel millionaire. Like the money's going to run out.
I can only bet you $1.
$1? How about $100?
Well, how much are we doing?
I'm kidding. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
$10 bet.
If my FanDuel goes below a certain threshold, I'll get bitter. And it's pretty close.
I agree.
if it goes below 200, that's like. That's like DEF CON 1.
All right, so you have 2 Eckler bets as part of the Monday Night Parlay. I'll get in.
Yeah.
You know what? For our regular touchdown parlay on Fridays, I got away from my formula.
Yeah.
My formula was going to be always take a receiver against
that's a great
Commander secondary.
Yeah.
I got carried away with how bad Indy's rush defense was and took DeAndre Swift, terrible bet. I blew the parlay by 4 o'clock on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Jamar Chase to score a touchdown because I'm going to go with that formula.
Plus 115.
All right. I got no problem with
that. Cakes, what are you doing?
Do we have a Jamar Chase receptions bet yet?
Nope.
Well, I'll take the over on whatever. I don't even know the number.
What if it's 15? 7.5.
You can't do that.
What if it's 15?
I would take it against the Commander's secondary.
It's typical case.
I told you guys.
It doesn't account for them accounting for it.
You guys aren't listening to me. I just said I love it over 6.5. You didn't listen.
I love it.
It's 6.5 plus 104.
No, because EB and I are trying to make the larger point. Yeah. The Cakes will take over no matter what.
I have a fatal flaw. I love overs, okay? I can't help myself.
Quickly, behind the glass.
Not just you four guys tonight.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just four of us.
You don't have a dollar. Well, you call us haters or whatever, yeah.
I think you should do it.
I think they're going to score.
You guys are.
I'm capping this bet $10.
All right. $10.
Everybody has
gonna
a threshold.
It's going to be enough payout.
You know what, Cakes? I still have the money in the account from the win.
This is not Cakes Abrams over here.
Cakes, I still have money in my FanDuel account from the win because I couldn't figure out how to move the money. I just Venmo'd you. So, hey, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now with two tickets to see Thomas Rhett, Veteran Boots Tour 2025. That's Friday, August 22nd in 2025 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. So just be caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. EB, if you're right, we'll be playing the music early and often. It'll be a Victory Tuesday.
It might be a Porky Pig Day. I might have the Porky Pig if we pull it.
All right, we're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.